So this area is very different in that respect. I heard that there were two colleges in Polk County, one up in the hill near Mena. Do you know anything about that?
There was at one time what they called the Commonwealth College. It's more or less a communist.
That's the other one I've heard about, and I'd be very much interested in that. This one was, I think, the first one was supposed to be a commercial school of some kind up on a hill there near Mena, in fact, right out of town, where the railroad comes.
Yes,
around.
I don't remember anything about that one. I remember being one there, but that's all I do remember.
But now the Commonwealth College, I'd be fascinated to hear about.
It was 8 or 10 miles out west of Mena. And it was more or less a communist deal.
Where did the people come from?
From all over. They came in here from as far away as Oregon.
I wonder how it got going. I never heard of it. I'll tell you, occasionally people will... Well, I think I told you that I talked to Miss and... She mentioned it, and she says, "Well, now, you ask somebody else." She says, I can't, I don't know how she put it, but something about it, she couldn't be objective enough to talk about it.
Well, I don't know enough about it either.
And I was just curious, and somebody else said, "Well, it's no good," but... I wonder how such a thing got going here.
Two or three different men kept hunting a place where they could have a place like that without being too badly disturbed, and the community objecting to it, and finally found that place back over in the edge of the mountain.
Or did the people who founded it come from Arkansas, or did they come?
I don't think so.
I see.
I don't remember. Seemed to me like they came here from Louisiana. But if I remember right, they came originally from somewhere in the Northeast, in the New England area. Hmm. Now, I may be mistaken on that, but I hadn't... very lax rules about their moral lives there in the college, and it just got so bad that people began to object to it, and finally they had to close it up.
Was it actually a college, or was it a college?
Well, I don't know whether the educational associations would give them any credit or not, mm-hmm. but they did have more or less lessons, and one good thing they did, they taught some of them to work. Well, they had a farm out there, and they raised their food supplies all they could.
Hmm. Well, that's really interesting. You know, in the mid-19th century, there were all kinds of schemes in New England for communal living. These farms would be established for everybody. Didn't own anything, but they would contribute their work and all that kind of business. So
well, that more or less like that was.
I wonder if that's kind of scheme. That,
similar to that, at any rate.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've never come across that until I've been talking to people around here.
Yes. I believe Lena has a book that someone wrote up on it.